Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia. This is Money Talks.
Pat doesn't even know who the Jeffersons are.
What?
You don't know Weezy. You don't know nothing about no
Bro,
Weezy.
You're 3 years older than me. But seriously.
All right, so you.
I watch the Jeffersons. All right,
who's Weezy? Lenny Kravitz's mother. That's who she is.
That's right.
That's true. That is true.
You know, we mentioned it before the break. The case study here deals with we've named this guy Martin. He's 73 years old. He's got enough money to last him based on the circumstances. But I think we ought to talk less about his situation specifically and more about, you know, is a reverse mortgage a good idea, yes or no? I mean, his situation, he's got enough to last him about 15 years based on what he spends. But honestly, in his situation, if anything bounces sideways, if anything goes wrong,
get sick.
Yeah, there's a problem. So then you start looking into, well, what are his options? And a reverse mortgage comes up. Should he do it or shouldn't he? So what I'll do real quickly, let me just sort of talk about what one is. And then, Bill, if you want to chime in on, I mean, I think you and I agree that the answer is it depends, but we can talk about it a little bit. So a reverse mortgage referred to by HUD is actually a home equity conversion mortgage, an HECM is the technical term for it. But basically what happens is you can borrow or convert a portion of the equity in your home into cash. So what happens is you begin to receive these payments that come in cash flow to you, and unlike a second mortgage or a home equity line of credit that you have to make principal and or interest payments back, you don't have to pay back the reverse mortgage until you no longer live in the home, i.e. in most cases until you die. Now, in order to qualify for a reverse mortgage, there's some rules, and there's some good resources out online to look at, but the short version of this is you've got to be at least 62 years old or older. You've got to own your home outright or at least have a really low mortgage. And you've got to live in the home. It's got to be your primary residence. So the short of this is a reverse mortgage is something that you can do to generate cash flow. But issues of, well, will I have anything left to pass to my heirs? Am I selling my home to the bank ahead of time? There are a lot of questions that come up around these things. Bill, what's your take in general on reverse mortgages as a source of cash flow?
Well, so prior to, I forget, it was about 2 years ago, they changed.
For the better.
No.
That
was probably 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay, when they changed where.
Yeah. So
okay.
a lot of the shenanigans that were going on got clamped down on.
Okay.
You were talking about the unscrupulous lenders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then now they did away with that pretty quick. I shouldn't say pretty quick, but it was a while ago. But they changed the rules on how the mathematics works. So one problem I have with a reverse mortgage is there's a 1.25 mortgage insurance fee.
Fee, yeah.
That's pretty steep. But I will say that probably in 08, 09, 2010, I mean, we've seen scenarios where reverse mortgages work, whereas in the past they did not.
They didn't.
Right. So what ends up happening is, and Gene, you could tell this story better than I can. You've seen we've seen it over the 25 years we've been here, whatever, 21 for me, a lot longer for you, where somebody will live in Buckhead. They'll have a $4 or $5 million house, but that's it. Social Security. And so you've got a scenario where, heck, it's costing them $2,000 a month just to pay the maintenance. You know, and maintain the yard and do everything. So you got two choices, right? You either sell the house and move, which for whatever reason, when you get into a certain zip code in this town, you know.
They don't want to leave.
Right.
It's an embarrassment.
Right.
I have to move to Cobb County.
Right. Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid. We live in the slums.
Well, what happened?
The opposite of that.
Actually, we're in
Tennessee. The Jeffersons,
that's
right?
Oh,
moving
you're,
on, moving
you're
on down.
Outside the perimeter.
What happens is, what's the max you can borrow on this? 600 and some thousand.
625, yeah. I think.
625. Yeah. So the idea, if your house is paid off, or you have a very low mortgage on it, the number one thing is you want to stay in your house.
Right.
Because if you don't want to stay in your house, this thing doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No, right. Yeah.
That's right. Number one, and that's important to people, et cetera.
That's right.
And they still have to maintain their house, and they have to do all that sort of stuff. But what they can get is a check from the bank every month.
The lender.
The lender every month, and that's a source of income to use to maintain the house
yep.
and to do whatever. And
you can get a lump sum. Big lump sum.
Yes.
And no monthly payment. So you got to run the numbers both ways. But the important thing is if you have a client or you have somebody who has a mortgage, you know, say they're 5 years left and there are 10 years left on the mortgage, you got a $1 million house, you owe 100 grand. All of a sudden, if you did a reverse mortgage, you'd have no payment.
That's right. Because you'd pay it off at closing.
Right.
For the reverse mortgage.
You'd pay it off, and then you could walk away with either a monthly payment or a lump sum.
Yeah, right? And
but you've got to look at these numbers because these fees are astronomical.
They're high. They are high. And you still have to pay taxes.
Right.
You still have to pay utilities. You got to cover all those expenses.
And the alternative is just to refinance your house, isn't it?
It is, but then you got to
pay it back.
Make the payment. And you know how this works. We have clients who would rather pay no taxes and earn 0.00000000001 than earn 5% and pay taxes. I'm just So it's the same scenario. Yes, it's probably better in some cases to refinance and set aside a certain amount of money to pay the monthly payment, but then it weighs on them psychologically.
Well, and it's also not that easy to get a mortgage when you have limited income.
That's
true. You know, there's some restrictions that you run into there as well.
That's true. So reverse mortgages are not bad.
Right. And they have to be paid back.
Right.
So at the time that it's no longer your primary residence, and however you want to translate die or you move on.
Yeah, you get 6 months.
Don't let the commercials where all the pretty actors are saying, and this is federally guaranteed.
And?
Right.
And? Well, how does that help you?
No,
they'll still take your house.
Right. Well, the deal is that when you die or when you – mostly when you die.
But if you
move out, et cetera, you need to pay off the balance. And remember that balance has grown because they're giving you money and
plus interest. That's right.
On this thing. And
well,
so
let's be clear about that. You don't have to pay it off.
Well, the heirs do.
If you die.
Or you just give them the keys. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what's beautiful about it. So if you don't have any heirs or your heirs don't want to deal with the house and you really are going to die in the house, why do you care what the house is worth?
Sure.
You're dead.
And you've been able to spend a little money
on the extent the house is worth more,
then you sell it.
Then the heirs sell it and they keep the difference
once you pay
it back. So there may still be something that goes to your heirs,
but
it depends on the value of the home.
Well, the one thing you got to, if you use your logic, they've hired these high paid actors and expensive television advertisement. They must be making some money on
this. Well, 1.5% is a big deal.
No, that's just the mortgage insurance.
Right.
The closing costs on this, so like the loan origination fee on, we ran a scenario, what was this, $50,000?
Yeah, this is not a big one.
No, $6,000. Yeah. Mortgage insurance, $2,000. So you're at $8,000 on a $50,000 loan?
Yeah.
Think about that.
So you end up with $42,000.
Right. But what's the percentage?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's
big. Expensive.
But at the end of the day, you run this number, in this particular case, he would have had money that he needed.
Sure.
And he now had to make another payment on his house. And as long as he maintains the house and he pays the insurance and the taxes, he can stay there as long as he wants.
Yeah.
And the bank's taking the risk on what the value of the house is.
Sure.
So.
Well, I would think the lesson is be very careful.
That's right.
There are a number of alternatives to this kind of a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And deal with an expert. And I know that part of the deal now is that the potential borrower has to listen to a bunch of things
it's brutal.
And stuff like that to understand exactly what's going on because people were bamboozled.
They tell you 100 times that if you don't pay the loan off, they're going to take your house. That's the fact.
Yep.
Yeah.
If your heirs don't pay the house off, they're going to take the house.
And in general, if you're married, you have until the second spouse dies.
Well, you got to make sure. That's where a lot of the problems came in. But they're pretty that's not happening as much anymore.
Right.
So, no, you're right. They would put the life expectancy on Gene, not on Pat. You know, Gene's 75. We've
Pat's
talked about
12.
This before. One foot in a grave, one on a banana peel. Bill's about to pull the succession plug. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Gene.
I was on my back porch in my robe.
You drove all 2 miles to put up with this, didn't you?
Yeah.
1.2.
A 1.2.
4 minutes. 1.2.
0.2 too far.
Yeah, that's right. All right, look, we're going to stop here for a quick break. You listen to Money Talks. By the way, you can reach us if you have questions because we are one of those experts. We don't do mortgages, but we'll tell you which one you should use.
Sure.
770-429-9166. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.